Good morning, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. To ask your question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Kim Woodbury. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. Kim Woodbury, Product Manager Strategy for Maximo, working on the Maximo Spatial product as well as our strategy around facilities management, which will be the topic for today's discussion. If we turn to the agenda, hopefully you have the slides, there are a large number of slides today. We do want to take you through some new offerings from our services organization, as well as we have Dave Connors from Drawbase with us today to take us through some of the new features within their product set. Due to time, we're going to kind of go through some of these quickly. So you have the slides for your information to reference later, or if we want to set up some follow-up discussions, feel free to contact me. So the agenda today, just want to take a look at the facilities market, some trends that are going on, looking at the analyst view of the IWMS space or integrated workplace management, as well as how we see ourselves fitting into that solution map, if you will. We'll take some time to look at the Property Performance Management Solution, or PPMS, as you may have heard, that is an accelerator out of our services organization that addresses some of these gaps that we see in our solution map today. We also will spend a fair amount of time with Dave taking us through the Drawbase application suite. And we also have some customer examples in here and references that we may or may not get to based on time, but have them there that you can take a look at. So moving right along, slide three, just as a quick introduction, and we know that Maximo has been a player in the facility space for a long time across all of these different asset classes, production equipment and transportation, linear, IT, and you can see how many dollars, the value of those assets that are being used, and the huge amount that is under the facilities umbrella. We don't have any hard facts, but we usually say that facilities market for Maximo is about 20% of our customers, and depending on the industry that you cover, that may even be a larger number. So it is a very important piece of our market size and our functionality. Some of the work that's going on internally, if we go on to slide four, you'll know that you've seen a lot of the smart advertising, smart planet, smart buildings, smart utility networks, smart rail. There is a lot of work going on around the smart building side of it, and Maximo plays a large part in all of these discussions. So I have been involved with what was initially dubbed the Intelligent Building Task Force and have been working with that group and trying to promote Maximo and its capabilities and look at our customer base and how they're using our tool to help them meet these goals. So if you look at the definition that team has kind of worked towards, more cost-effective for your owners around energy, of course, as well as operational costs. And some of these are things that, you know, we've been in the business of doing for quite a long time with Maximo. More operationally efficient, understanding your maintenance schedules and the history of your assets, the costs that are associated with them, making them safer, more secure, environmentally responsible, comfortable and productive. So all of those things, you know, a well-run building is a smarter building, and we can help you to keep that building running efficiently, effectively. So I think that it just makes sense to call out how nicely we tie in with this messaging, and sometimes it's not always about changing the way the product works, but just kind of changing how you interpret it and making sure that we're highlighting the right capabilities within our offering to address some of these more current trends and needs that our customers are seeing. With that, looking at slide five, and we'll just quickly go through, you know, these are kind of the top pains, if you will, that our customers are seeing today and trying to address these types of issues when running their their organizations. So utilization of space, we talk about the cost of leases and just the cost of real estate today, and being able to, rather than just, you know, buy additional buildings, lease additional space, to be able to consolidate operations and really understand what's going on with your occupancy and you know, how they're being used today. And a lot of employees are tending to work from home more, and so you've got a lot of space that is just, you know, it's delegated to an individual, but they're not actually showing up and working in that location. So there's opportunities there to better manage what you already have. Lots of pressure around environmental issues, so government regulatory issues and mandates that are being put down, working towards getting LEED certification, and these are being driven from management down to the operations and facilities managers to try and address some of these needs. So those environmental issues, they're not only, you know, to meet, you know, the regulatory issues, but also, you know, the stakeholders in that organization that you can say you're green, you're recycling, you're reducing your carbon footprint. And at the end, it really does save them money. So there's lots of benefits to being able to put in those kinds of initiatives. Back to occupancy again, the total cost. And we talk about occupancy here, but being able really just to understand, you know, all of the costs that are involved in maintaining that building, its current value, its replacement value, you know, all of the costs that are being driven from utility bills to paying the rent. Another trend that we see today and trying to address sort of the convergence of the IT responsibilities with the facilities responsibilities. So Tivoli, traditionally, we have lots of data center focused solutions, and we are starting to try to break that hard line between those responsibilities, especially when it comes to running the HVAC in the data center itself. So not really on the agenda today, but just to make you aware of the Maximo for Energy Optimization product that will be out later in August, initially focusing on data centers. But the intent there is to expand that to be a more generic across the enterprise solution for being able to capture thermal data and display that on a floor plan within a room, whether that's a data center or anywhere in the facility. And not just temperature data, but anything that can be collected from our partners, Schneider and Johnson Controls and others in the industry. So, again, I'm going to skip ahead. So some of these things are now starting to be a little bit repetitive. There's different views here on sustainability and how you can manage your building. So I think that I would like to jump ahead to 12, if you can follow me, and just talk for a minute about Gartner and the analyst view and what some of our competition is doing. And we can go back through some of those other views at another time. So the IWMS Magic Quadrant has been around for quite a long time, and Maximo has never participated because we do not qualify based on their requirements, which is three of the four components, project management, the portfolio management piece, facilities and space management, and then maintenance, which is where our biggest strength is. And although we have a number of our customers that are meeting requirements in other areas with customizations to our solution, as well as with partners of ours like Drawbase to manage the space piece, we still we do not meet the criteria as it stands today. So We are looking to participate in this in the near future. I think that there is some additional focus, not only with, you know, the position that I have been put into here within the strategy team to really look at facilities as a space and how we're going to improve our sort of presence there, continue to be a leader in that space. So we are hoping that this Magic Quadrant will show Maximo in that leading quadrant sometime not too far in the future. There's also some other organizations that are doing vendor analysis as well, and IWMS Connect, where some of the analysts from these organizations have started a new this new Connect group. And I've been speaking with them regularly and plan on participating in their analysis, which is done a little bit differently than Gartner, and with the qualification and the way that they do their analysis, we should be able to show relatively well within that analysis when it comes out, you know, later this year. So hopefully we're going to start to show up in some of these and be able to combat the likes of Tririga and PlanOn and Accruent Archibus that you see in that upper right. Tririga with, you know, trees and all of its sustainability solutions, which I don't think that they've really done anything new technically in their product. It's just a, you know, repackaging and rebranding, and that we can combat that with some of the work that we're doing. Let's try and move on and take a close look at some of this. 15, if we could, just going right into the IWMS definition. And we look that it traditionally has been defined as the four blocks that we see across the top that we mentioned: facilities, space, project management, portfolio. And we understand those four designations. So in discussions with Gartner, they actually are looking to revise this definition themselves, that it is becoming a little outdated, that the four across the top don't necessarily represent everything that's going on in the industry, and they are discussing adding a fifth pillar, if you will, which we have there in the bottom left as the energy and environmental aspects of managing a facility. So that is that's good to know, and good for us to be able to have some insight into that change in the definition, and also, you know, possibly even changing the overall IWMS term, that it doesn't really reflect what this is all around. I think the other one that we like to highlight is the service management piece, of course, as one of our strengths and very important, not only with, you know, the solution that we have with Maximo, but a number of our, when we talk about facility solutions, it's the service provider offering that we have. So third party being able to do response plans and billing and have, you know, multiple customer views and agreements within that solution to manage these types of, various types of facilities, I guess. So if we break this down, we get into looking at the map, and we've tried to really dig into each of the areas. So you'll see here, this is, you know, what we consider EAM today, and on the right side, looking at all of the capabilities that Maximo has from work management and asset management, procurement, contracts, and those are our strengths. Sorry, I'm trying to see if this is highlighted yet. So we also have a lot of our customers, like I mentioned earlier. So if you look at things that, say, Boeing have done with project management, capital projects and planning. So if you look at the upper right there through where we have some of those, you know, combinations shaded between estimates and budgeting, capital planning projects, that those are areas of functionality that our customers have addressed using Maximo today. Also looking down, you know, key control is another one that comes up quite frequently, and we look at Calgary Catholic School District and LA Unified and Sandia. There's a number of customers who have used assets and inventory and you know, cloned some of the applications and done configurations to do their key management within Maximo. So we consider those, I guess, you know, through configurations, that those are fairly easily addressed. And that doesn't mean I don't want to make it think like we don't think we need to have an out-of-the-box solution for those capabilities, but just to point out that we do have to have customers doing that today. And if it is something that's so easy to configure, we should be able to build it as well and just offer that as part of our packaging. So these are the types of discussions that we're having here as we, you know, go into fall plan and what it is that we want to try to get through our development organization and what it is that we want to be able to offer our customers. So if we move to the next one, looking at what our services team is addressing. So they've looked at, you know, what their customer demands are and what types of capabilities are being asked for, and have, you know, put together this portfolio management piece that addresses a pretty significant part of the portfolio and the energy and environment of the solution map. So we'll take a look. I'm going to take you through some of the screenshots there just so that everyone's aware. I know that it is currently a services accelerator, but again, as we look to development, is this something that we want to try to take and productize as it helps us to reach our goals of being able to address a lot of this functionality. Just to point out there quickly, too, they do also have a budget application that they've had available for some time. So that in the upper right is also something that our service has looked to try to address. And then the last one here on the solution map, we now kind of fill in with partners of ours and how they're helping us to address some of these needs as well. Across the top, we talk about partners like VFA, who has some of the estimating and survey and inspection and some of that planning, capital planning and projects capabilities that our customers can take advantage of. And then across the bottom, a big part of the space planning. And so that's what we're going to get to with Dave Connors here in a moment or two, so he can make sure everyone's current with what their capabilities are. So before I jump into PPMS and before we lost it, I just wanted to throw up here kind of a current activities, just so that, you know, I was getting some information out to the team, make sure everybody understands sort of what kinds of direction we're looking at from a strategy point of view. As I mentioned earlier, involved in the Smarter Building Task Force and seeing how Maximo can be embedded in that, in those discussions as we talk to our customers. The other topic that has been very hot lately is standards, especially BIM and COBE, and we talk to our government customers, and that is very important to them, and so trying to work through the CTO's office and with services again and trying to understand those requirements and see how much we can do to help support them. Trying to build up our partner relationships, and so especially, you know, tied to the Smarter Building Task Force, we talk about Schneider and JCI and how those relationships can help us when we talk really about metering and the real-time information that we need to capture within a building. And so those discussions have been frequent of late. And then also with partners like VFA and Drawbase that are helping us to fill the solution map, as well as Autodesk has been, there have been many conversations. We get a lot of requests to support just an AutoCAD integration and trying to do some work and figure out what it would take to do that and how we might deliver something like that for specific customers who are asking for that very, you know, name-branded integration. So the other upcoming IFMA in October, so there's the Facilities Management Conference where we're going to try and highlight some of these things as well. Working with marketing to try and get some of these case studies published. We need some new collateral, and this has been, you know, very apparent, you know, for quite a while, and finally have some funding available in the fourth quarter. And then working towards that, you know, getting the fall plan together, figuring out what pieces it is we want to push through development. Okay, let me jump into PPMS. So PPMS was an IBM-driven project through the United Kingdom that our real estate property managers needed a centralized solution to capture all this data that they had across, you know, two dozen different systems, and trying to use the Maximo database as this central repository for that data. So we look at this on slide 21 is a representation of some of the data fields that have been added. This is an extension to the Maximo data model. trying to remember the exact numbers. I want to say, 250 objects, if you will, and 180 reports. And so that's kind of a nice summary of the breadth of this solution. We don't think about it necessarily as a lot of functional enhancements, but really a way to have a view of the portfolio, to be able to capture that data in a way that's meaningful to a facilities manager, expanding the locations and how you define going from, a global view down into an area, a region, a property, and then even within that property, a floor and a space, which is really a good foundation for anything that we would want to do across product when it comes to managing facility. So the one that's highlighted here is really around energy management, and I think that's where a lot of this interest when you start seeing the RFPs that have been coming in currently, especially with all of the, the government-driven regulations and initiatives, that seems to be the driving force for gathering some of this information within the facility. So that is one that I'm going to focus on in some of these screenshots. I purposefully hid a number of them as we go through. So you can go back and take a look. I'm just going to take, 5 minutes and just walk through a couple. So here's the data model. So being able to go, like I said, on slide 22, from a global view down to an area, property, a building, or land, and then within that, being able to capture some of the estate information. And so you will notice some of this terminology. These screenshots are from the PPMS on version 6, which was done out of the UK. So there is kind of a UK twist on the language. But the version 7 is now being built out of Dom Beam's group in the U.S. services team, and I believe is available as of a couple of weeks ago, and has expanded this data model just a little bit to take on some additional requirements, and has also kind of Americanized it, if you will. So estates being able to capture that lease and rental data, the facilities management with space and occupancy data, and then all of the environmental information, and then some project information as well. So when we think about this, really understanding the total cost of that portfolio. So as we go through the screenshots, the first one is really just trying to show, if you build it up, that this is collecting data from a number of different systems. So you might get for this Basingstoke in the UK region, the workspace capacity, you've got 717, which might come in from something like a drawbase, and be able to understand the occupancy 30-day average. So you know from the badging system, the security system, how many people have actually come in and out of the building, so you can better understand that consolidation opportunities. Parking information, the address, you've got contact information from HR. So here's an example, and being able to consolidate that into a view that can be useful not only to your individual users, but up at the executive level when you're doing reporting. So if you're doing this in slideshow mode, we're now going to move to the property. I think it's 26. So this is just an expansion of what we call of locations data model, being able to go from region to area to property. Now I'm going to link over into that property and be able to just capture information about it, like the type. So it's an office. I can go into that property. I see a picture. I see a map. I see information. The first is like your tax ID code, whatever that stands for in UK, acronym, whether it's occupied or not. The weather station ID, which might be a nice way to get, you can start, trending your energy consumption based on the weather, the hot days, cool days, and parking information, other just sort of, is it a listed building, is it preserved, is it, conservation area adjoining. Moving on, trying to get through this. So the property details, just to point out here, the energy efficiency rating. You want to capture that, its current rating and its potential rating, so that you have some sort of a goal to reach when you're looking at how this is performing. Then we jump into facilities on 30. So here, this is data that's all captured in Maximo today, but this is a nice view at a high level of my assets in those locations, and the critical assets? Are they due for replacement? What's the replacement cost? So now I'm really trying to understand total replacements, do that total replacement cost. I can understand across my portfolio what's going on, how many critical assets, what's my upcoming expenditures going to look like for the coming fiscal year. Then moving into the location again. So this is just, you know, the dates, drilling into a specific location and seeing every asset. I can actually get into the details and understand, is it up or down, is it critical, when is it due. And also the same kind of view for work, moving on to 32, that I can see the work type. I can see how many, the number of completed work orders for that property, for that region, the number that are open, the number that are overdue. This is a nice consolidated view, so I have a good understanding about what's going on across my entire enterprise. Then moving into space, and I'm trying to go quickly. I want to turn it over here to Dave in a moment. So just understanding your total area, what's available, what's actual, and then getting into the important piece here, environment, so utilities, being able to understand for each of those regions, the electricity, gas, water, you know, what's my targeted usage, actual usage. This information can be import using our integration framework. It can be manually keyed in. You get a bill every month. You just need to, you know, pop that in there. If you've got it on a spreadsheet, that can be imported. And just being able to have that visibility. Drilling in even further. So now, again, we're going to target usage, actual usage. I can start really doing some comparisons across my properties that are of similar purpose and size for carbon as well on 48, same type of information, my targets, my actuals, and then from a cost viewpoint. So just flipping ahead through these, does the same sort of information for waste, taking through total carbon on 51 and total cost. And then wrapping up here, just looking at, I mentioned the I think 180 out-of-the-box reports. So the other nice thing here to point out is they're actually embedded right on this tab. There's no, you know, running it. These are all BERT reports that are, well, in 6 they weren't BERT, in 7 they're BERT, embedded right in the tab in the application. So that I can see for this property, utilities comparison, lease comparisons, occupancy, work orders, all this information then is available in a scorecard view. So I can drill into the utilities for UK on 57, so showing it utilities versus waste. Then drill in further by region, so looking at England and seeing who's got the highest number so that, you know, maybe I want to do a little bit more analysis. Why are they so much higher than the others? Comparison by area, comparison by property on 60. So hopefully with going through that rather quickly, I think I'll pause here just for 1 minute and take any questions, if there are any, before I hand it over to Dave and let him have a fair amount of time to take you through some of the drawbase information.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. One moment, please, for the first question. Wasim Kokar, you may ask your question.
I just wanted to know, you spoke about PPMS.
Yes.
Who is the service arm? Are you referring to GBS or GTS?
GBS, or it's GBS in the U.S. And Don Beam, it's DEAHM, has been the primary contact from that organization for PPMS information.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And once again, it's star 1 for your question. At this time, there's no further questions.
Great. Okay. Dave, I'm going to hand it over to you. You're going to take us through some of the drawbase information.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Kim. Good morning. We're going to just take a few minutes here and kind of give you, for folks who are not familiar with us, to give you a little background on drawbase. If you move to slide 62, you'll notice just a quick overview of the company itself. As you see, from 1985 until now, this market has been our mission in terms of supporting facility management and CAFM technology. And if you have not worked with us, one of the keys here is the fact that we have been an IBM partner for over 10 years now, and our technology has been certified as ready for Tivoli under the OPAL program. And as, in terms of worldwide presence, we work in over currently 20 countries and currently in 6 different languages. Just to highlight some of our joint customers, and these are customers that have deployed both the Drawbase and the Maximo application. You'll see companies like Johns Hopkins University, General Dynamics on the U.S. portfolio, healthcare institutions like Beth Israel Deaconess, and also such noted educational facilities like Tufts University. Slide 64 highlights some of our key CAFM functional areas that we work with. And what we're going to talk about today, as I'll highlight in the next slide, but we really did just want to highlight some of the key areas that we do operate in. On slide 65, you'll see the really the key 6 application areas that we work with. And our focus today, as we don't have enough time to cover all of these, is really focusing on 2 things. Our Workplace Manager, which is our latest offering as an executive-level information system for distributing data and information generated in our Drawbase application, and also our Data Center Management product. And obviously, these are 2 key areas that we're trying to leverage our strategic partnership with IBM in order to extend our offerings throughout the entire facility. I did want to take a minute on slide 66 and just give you a highlight as to where we started. One of the things we're going to do today is make 2 different slideshows available, one for the topics we're covering this morning on Data Center Manager and also Workplace Manager, but we have a separate one we will distribute for space management, for move management, and also more detail on our Maximo link should you be interested in that through the partner portal. But Maximo Link was really the area where we originated our strategic partnership with IBM to really leverage the strengths of both Drawbase for facility and space management and also the strengths of Maximo under the EAM and maintenance management, and to really leverage the strength of both products to provide a fully integrated strategic information system for facilities and real estate. On slide 67, just a quick highlight of our Workplace Manager, which I will walk you through to give you some examples. What Workplace Manager, really 3 key things here. One is the fact is that it is a fully web-enabled J2EE-compliant application. It is designed to really be a strategic tool to provide dynamic, and dynamic is really the key there, access to both drawings and data in a browser format. If you have the rights to do this, and I'll highlight one example as I walk through the product, is the ability to secure the application through login and password and to be very detailed in terms of who has access to different information stored in the database itself. We'll also spend some time this morning to talk about the executive-level dashboard capability and to really provide a single view for tracking and managing all your facility-related data, including data that is dynamically generated from Maximo. Take a few minutes and just walk through some of the screenshots we have here. So as I mentioned earlier, the ability to log in with a username and password to access the Workplace Manager. And you'll see, and the key here is that this is an example of the type of user interface the product can be built with. So you notice on the front page that I have the ability to just point and click and select a spot in terms of where I want to navigate to my real estate portfolio, but you'll also notice on the left-hand side the ability to walk through the tree to access that same information if that's my preference. So as you see here, we're navigating from a map of the world into a map of the U.S., and you'll notice here that we're starting to provide information at this level for the portfolio. So this gives me a very quick snapshot of states where I do have operations. And you'll also notice that the lines drawn between the locations are actually intelligent connectivity, which allows me to track my different IT and data infrastructure to access this at a global level. As you notice on the left, continuing if I prefer to navigate through my tree structure. So now I've navigated from the map of the world into the United States and now down to a floor plan level set of data. So you notice in one single screen I have access to both my floor plans, Also down below, I have access to any of the information I'm interested in, whether it's for the workspaces, whether it's for furniture, whether it's for IT assets. I have complete access to that. And if I have the privileges to, and I really want to focus on that, if you are allowed to, you have the ability to actually edit data through the browser format. You'll also notice that maintaining both the graphical but also the navigation through the tree. And you'll notice in the bottom left-hand corner you see where I have visible layers, and you see several areas turned on and off. This is my ability to now allow both secure access to certain layers of graphical data within the building or to be able to distribute whatever I want to look at this point. So I may just want to look at just the parking lot or certain electrical information if that's my only rights or if that's the area that I focus on. Continuing on to slide 72, we now start to get into some level of detail. And as I mentioned in one of my opening slides, one of the main areas that Drawbase focuses on is the ability to track all occupancy-related data. So in this, we have a very nice visual screen in terms of what my current vacancy areas are, not only from just a tabular report, which I'll show you in a minute, but the ability to very simply visually see what is my split up of space and how can I make this a more efficient floor plan and or building itself. Continuing on, you notice that we also can incorporate data as PPMS does from multiple sources. So, for instance, here's a picture of one of my employees, and this could be coming from our security system, and be able to navigate down to that level of detail in terms of the personnel records within the individual workspaces themselves. On page 74, or slide 74, you'll see our first view of one of the real key features in Workplace Manager, which is our dashboard capability. And what this allows me to do, obviously focusing on the strategic executive level distribution of data, is be able to have one single view of being able to look at a variety of different information that I need on a day-to-day management basis. So there's a couple key things here. First of all, these dashboards that I see can either be public or private, and these are based on my login and password, so I can make this continuing this security theme throughout the system itself. So, and I can also have a variety of different dashboards, and I'll show you several examples of this. One of the other key things here is if you notice in my first widget on the upper left, that you'll see a department list, and you'll also notice that I have a drawing link there, which does allow me to be able to click on that link and go access that floor plan in my browser. Moving on to a different view, so another example, this would be my data dashboard. And this will also lead us into our discussion about our data center management product today. But you'll notice several different views of my data panels, my data ports, my racks, and also different server and computer repair data. Just similar to my workspace area, you'll notice on the upper right data port widget that I have the ability to include the drawing link and be able to access that drawing directly to the data center directly from this view. One of the things we don't mention in this is also our ability to access our Workplace Manager directly from inside of Maximo. So inside a Maximo screen, you have the ability to add a location button and be able to dynamically access the drawing and or the piece of equipment you need to take a look at directly from inside of Maximo. That's also part of our Maximo integration. As Kim mentioned, one of the, obviously our strategic requirements here is the ability to support all the IBM infrastructure. So our dashboard and our Workplace Manager does fully support the BERT report capability. So you'll notice here that I have a sample report that I have access to under my Workplace Manager. You'll also notice on my left-hand side, we also have the ability not only to do ad hoc reporting, but the ability to generate ad hoc graphical queries or textual queries and be able to store those, and those can become either my private or public queries that I need access to on a day-to-day basis. So I'll show you a couple examples here of the different reports that we have stored. So there's a space report. You also notice we can incorporate different types of graphics, whether that's a pie chart, a bar chart, or whatever other information I would like to include and however I would like to include it. One example here, my last dashboard, I believe, is the ability to also incorporate data from other systems. So, for example, I can have one executive-level dashboard that has both my drawbase information, my data center information, but also data directly from Maximo. For instance, I could view and report on open work orders, closed work orders. This is an example of we have two different layouts of what data coming from the Partner World portal and also from the Defense Medical Logistics, which is one of our major clients for managing the DoD healthcare infrastructure worldwide. So another example of the type of executive-level dashboards we can store and present at any given notice. Okay, Kim, what I might do at this point is just take a quick stop and see if people have any questions about the Workplace Manager specifically, since that is obviously one of the critical tools in our mutual strategy here. So, operator, if you'd ask for any questions at this point.
Thank you. Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1.
Such a good job, Dave. No questions.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, you let me off easy so far. Okay. So if there's no questions, I will continue on and take a few minutes and talk about our data center manager.
There's no questions.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Our data center manager is a product that has evolved as the requirement, as Kim had provided in her overview earlier, of extending facilities and floor plan information into, obviously, the very complicated infrastructure that customers have for their data center. So there's really several key things here. One is the ability not only just to track the data center from a report standpoint, so many customers have spreadsheets or Word documents or whatever the information is, but to visually relate that to what the visual layout is and the impact that has within the physical infrastructure of a building itself. It does provide real-time access to any level of detail within the data center that you choose to track. We also have the ability to integrate that directly as part of our strategy with Maximo information that is available for the data center. So starting just as some screenshots of the product and the menu system, so you notice here that we have the ability to take a floor plan and then zoom directly into the level of detail that I have about my data center in the kind of the bottom left-hand corner of the building itself. So on the right-hand side, you'll see the graphic layout of the different racks, and then on the left, you'll see the main menu to our data center manager. And these are really the kind of key categories that you have the ability to navigate and to access the different data center information. So let's just start off with being able to select a data center element or object. So you notice here that we just go ahead and select which one we'd like to take a look at. So just to make sure everybody's with me, I'm on slide 82. So you notice that I've gone ahead and selected a rack, and you'll notice on the left-hand side are the different data elements that I am tracking about that physical rack. So I won't read them all, but rack ID, install date, the location itself. And one of the keys is the fact that the data center information is dynamically tied to all of the other drawbase-related facility information. So, for instance, because of drawbase's unique location-centric mentality, it has the ability to dynamically know what location that rack is in, what building, what site, what floor, and what work area. So that relates it back to this dynamic ability to have intelligent objects on the floor plan. You'll also notice we're tracking some key data such as power available and power used. So very simply and very visually, I have the ability as I manipulate and change and modify my racks and my data IT infrastructure, the ability to very simply look at a visual in terms of what's available, what isn't available, and how do I properly plan my data center out. Moving on, you'll notice that I've now gone from the rack to basically selecting on my right. You'll notice the SRB 239. I'll select a server within the rack itself and now navigate to a little tighter view in terms of the rack. So you notice this is the type of information that I am tracking on the server. Okay. And later on in the presentation, I'll show you some other examples of the user definability of Drawbase's system to track and manage the data according to your own specific requirements or a customer's specific requirements. Pardon me. So at this point, I've now navigated down to a specific panel within the port itself. So this is the information on the left that I'm tracking about a specific panel. So you notice that as I select the different level of detail in the server data or the rack, I now have a different level of detail that I'm tracking on the different components. So slide 86. So now you start to see the visual in terms of I've got my panel up. I'm selecting even down to the level of the detail of a port within the panel, being able to select the information that I'm tracking about that. Again, driving a little bit deeper on slide 87. So you also notice here that I have the ability to take the information and trace it back to the floor plan itself. So in this scenario, you'll notice I've got my on my left-hand side my jack form, which is the actual data or voice jack that I am tracking in a particular workspace. So the triangle on the right-hand side, 3454, relates to the jack that I'm tracking. And then you'll notice all the level of detail that I have on the left-hand side. So I can trace a jack back really through the entire connectivity process all the way back to a panel or a component in the server. Okay, on slide 89, you'll start to see our ability to now add new components into the server. So you notice that I have a pull-down menu of the type of component I want to add, the model number, and you'll also notice that I can basically select a active object or symbol within my symbol library to be able to select that, drop that within the rack itself. You'll also notice I can select my start and end point in terms of the location within the rack I want to track to. You also notice that I have the option of creating a Maximo service request as part of this process of adding a new piece of equipment. So if I continue on to 90, you'll see, again, zooming into the level of detail that I want to select on that component that's being placed in the server rack. And on slide 91, you'll start to see we'll get into a little bit of the dynamic reporting that Data Center Manager has. So first of all, I've got a little bit more of a zoomed-out view, being able to color code the different racks. So one of the keys in Drawbase is the ability to really visually identify and be able to represent information in a variety of different ways. So I could color code my data center by rack or server type, by areas that I'm going to have an issue with power at some point. So being able to visually see that and give that visual feedback is really one of the key concepts of Drawbase. Whether I'm in the data center, whether I'm tracking square footage, whether I'm tracking what rooms I have, certain pieces of equipment, and being able to visually see that and see the impact that has in terms of my planning. So I'll go ahead on slide 92 and select one of my different reports that I have. So I'll go ahead and select a rack summary report, and on slide 93 you'll see that report. One of the keys here is the fact that in Drawbase, because the database and the graphics are integral to each other and a single product solution, the ability to be able to run reports both visually or textually and have that information always up to date. And this could be not only across a single data center that I have here on a site, but also if I had different data centers across 25, 30, 40, 50 locations. That information is instantaneous and always up to date based on that. And one of the other keys of being able to generate that information in Drawbase, as I mentioned earlier with our Workplace Manager, is the fact that when I am in Workplace Manager and I go ahead and navigate through my portfolio, those drawings are being presented as they currently are. So they are not static published floor plans that I'm getting real-time graphic data and I have real-time access to the different data elements that I need to track and potentially update if I have the rights to do that. Continuing on, we'll take a look at some other example reports that we have as part of Data Center Manager. So this one's an example of current availability under my data center. So I now have the ability to plan out my different components and where they can be placed. Slide 95, taking a look at drilling into a little bit more detail in terms of the ports and the destinations. On slide 96, you'll see an example of the different way that Drawbase can be configured from a business process. So in this case, what we're actually doing is if there's a new piece of equipment, whether that's a server or a panel or a different component that needs to be placed, in this case, it was actually generated through Maximo. So in this case, when I go into Data Center Manager, this is the first menu that I'm going to see pop up, which is I have a request or requests from Maximo to place new pieces of equipment into my data center. And now I have the ability to either approve or decline this request. And now you'll see how it navigates through the whole business process. The request will be confirmed. It will go back to the requestor as in process or approved. And then we also will store and track all that history of those elements in the Maximo database also. Now I'll just take a couple seconds here and just excuse me, give you some highlights in terms of some of the user configurability. So, again, look at these elements or database configurations as examples. One of the keys to Drawbase's concept and why we've been so successful with Maximo is the ability to really configure these according to what the customer has for requirements, both current and also in the future. So here's an example of a data port form that I'm tracking visually. Here's an example, of the level of detail I can track on a chassis. And you'll notice here a couple of key things. One is down below we have the ability to directly tie links to, for instance, the installation user and maintenance guide. You'll also notice that I've got different environmental information that's being stored. Because ultimately what I can also do in Drawbase is present that coveted heat map, which is the ability to see the impact of temperatures and zones and graphically represent that against the different pieces of equipment and how my data center is being managed from an environmental standpoint. Pardon me. So in this example, I have a sample server form continuing on, but again, you see a little bit of a different layout in terms of the chassis form. So I have the ability to tailor our forms according to the specific element within the data center or the workspace that I need to manage. And then finally, I've got just an example of what the ability to track both the front and the back view of the rack. And as I place different pieces of equipment, as I talked about earlier, you notice I'll get that instant visual feedback in terms of RUs available and also for power that I'm tracking within the rack itself. Okay. So as we mentioned on our strategy at the beginning of the presentation, we have really six key areas of functionality for workspace management and workplace management. We've talked today about our latest two components, which is our workplace manager, for being able to distribute dynamically information generated in the Drawbase CAFM application and be also integrate with Maximo. And then we also talked about our latest offering to extend the workplace management within the data center itself, highlighting some of the key areas that we integrate with Maximo for. So we also, as I mentioned, will have another slideshow available for distribution that will go through Move Manager and Space Management if you're not familiar with those capabilities in Drawbase. So, operator, I will open it up to another set of questions, and we'll continue there.
Thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to get any today. People seem awfully quiet, but that's okay.
Okay, Kim.
We have one question. Did you want to take that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Michael Metz, you may ask your question.
Yes, good morning. This is Mike Metz out on the West Coast. I was curious, Dave, are you our main point of contact then if we want to try and set up a session to discuss facilities management to integrate with Max, or should we work that initially through Kim, or how do we deal with that?
We're happy to work it either way, but my contact information is on slide 101, so we'd obviously...
Okay.
Kim, if that's okay with you, have people contact us directly. We'd be happy to help you out with anything you have.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Thank you. There's no further questions.
Okay, Kim, I think I'm all set. I'll give it back to you.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
So we do have a couple of minutes here, so I'm just going to try and take us through some of the customer stories that we've been trying to highlight. Starting on 103, this is information out of the Smarter Building Task Force and how they are defining sort of the space that we're going after and the industries, I guess, that we're trying to focus on. And I think that this aligns pretty well with what Maximo is doing today. And I guess wanted to share this with you as to how they're approaching it as, you know, who the target clients are as far as the owner-operators or occupants, defining that that target customer as well as the segments and the industries. And specifically looking at that, I think this
is what we see, you know, a majority of our customers kind of fall under that phase one, you know, public sector, government, education, hospitals, hotels we have listed there, and then the small, medium business, maybe not as much, but I think that we do see that with the service provider solution. And then looking at what they would want to expand to in phase two. So if I move on to 104, this is kind of the summary slide here as to, you know, the value, and a lot of this is tied just back to, you know, the value of Maximo. We talk about, you know, the configuration tools, the platform, you know, being a leader in the market, the flexibility and the service management capabilities. And the solutions that we have here, so the enterprise asset management, the service provider tool, and that has been also used by non-service providers, if you will. I think if you look at a facilities organization, the operations, that they provide a service to their customers, if you will, and those could be internal. And so when we think about traditional service provider models, we're thinking about a third party who's trying to manage multiple outside customers and being able to segment that data and represent the different, you know, the billing and the contracts and, you know, between you as the provider and that organization. You can put some of those same principles towards an internal facilities organization, that there is, you know, still this concept of a response plan, and there might also be kind of a markup or a discount, you know, some kind of billing, and, you know, if you call on a Saturday, here's what's going to happen, and here's who I'm going to outsource that work to as the building manager. I have third-party people, and I need to keep track of that and how we're paying and how the money is going to change hands. So I think the service provider solution really does fit here nicely in multiple situations. And then, of course, the mobile solution. And then we wanted to go through on 105 just some of the government customers. And so if you can take a look at this, we've highlighted some of our top customers here on the left. You know, there's a number of government agencies, and there's a highlights here, you know, the challenges and the solutions that they have implemented, as well as the business benefits. And this slide in particular has a lot of information in the notes part, in the footnotes as well, about each of those organizations and specific stories that you can reference when talking about these kinds of customers. We did a similar exercise on 106 for the higher ed customers and sort of a number of the universities that we work with who have implemented Maximo and some of the challenges that they face specifically in seasonality and, you know, what they're doing to integrate some of those smart systems and you know, how they've implemented those. And so these are also, you know, within here we're trying to highlight and focus in on specifically, you know, one or two of these customers and try to do a full case study white paper that can be made available that are highlighting some of the solutions that they have implemented and if they've done some configurations around, you know, maybe it's projects or key management like I've mentioned before and how that can be represented. So similarly, 107, just trying to wrap up here, so hotel and casino customers as well. So there are some references of some large organizations. You probably recognize a lot of the names that are using Maximo and how they have implemented that. You have the specific on McCarran and then the specific on Calgary Catholic. I have trouble keeping track of McCarran's current status, but I think we recognize them as an airport reference. And Calgary has done a lot with Maximo and really has been implementing and using it, especially around, you know, escalations and notifications and giving access to their third-party facilities, you know, their vendors that do, say, painting when there's graffiti or the you know, plumbing and heating company and electricians and just, you know, the benefits they've seen in being able to have that real-time data and be able to page somebody and how they're managing their billing and how it's improved their processes. And they have some great plans to kind of expand its use and how they're trying to do, you know, energy conservation and tie that into the curriculum at the school. So there's some good work going on up there as well. There's some detail in the notes of that also. So that's just a sampling of some of the customers that we're working with and some of the stories that we're trying to put together and highlight and provide to you to help understand how we can pick out some of the key important features and make sure that it's known, you know, how beneficial the solution is to our existing customer base. So with that, without going too much over time, I think I will wrap for today. There's a lot of information in here, and we did go through it rather quickly. You have my contact information, Dave Connor's contact information. If you want to discuss any of these items in more detail, please feel free to contact me, and we can set up an additional session. Like Dave mentioned, we're going to have Sarah post some a second set of slides with some screenshots and information on the other draw-based products. So if you're not familiar with those, take a minute to look through it so you can understand the benefits and some of the capabilities that they offer. If there I can open it up for questions if there's anybody who wants to.
Once again, it is star one for your question.
Okay. I don't know if anyone's going to come up with anything now, but feel free to, like I said, reach out to me or Dave if you have questions on anything you've seen today, and hopefully you learned something and provided you with some information that will be useful in your facilities engagement. Thank you, everyone.